detailing how his administration will restore investor confidence.
First and foremost of these is next week's budget, which is likely to have to be draconian as government tries to reduce expenditure and increase taxes as a means of bringing down the budget deficit and constraining the rise in the public debt to GDP ratio, which are prerequisites for avoiding a credit rating downgrade to junk status by Moody's.
Jammin says there are high expectations ahead of the budget speech.
We have no alternative but to cut back on government spending if we are to ward off credit ratings downgrades. And the sharp rise in government spending is, of course, associated and has been associated with sharp increases in corruption in recent years that have wasted a lot of government money.
ANC MP Inkosi Dlamini Zuma refuted reports that she is tired and planning on quitting her parliamentary role. A statement released on her behalf by Mandown Media states she is full of energy and is neither resigning nor fatigued. It says Dlamini Zuma wishes to emphasize that she remains at the service of South Africa as a member of the South African Parliament and no fake news will dissuade her from her duties. Describing Dlamini Zuma as a loyal member of the ANC on a branch level and as an NEC and NWC member, quote, no mischievous attempts or wedge driving will persuade her to out of the movement she has dedicated all her life to. Yesterday, an article published on the Times Live website alleged that Dlamini Zuma told President Cyril Ramaphosa that she wanted to leave parliament as she was tired. And mourners will be able to view Morgan Tsvangirai's body in Harare for today, following a memorial service that was held for him yesterday. The 65-year-old former prime minister and long-time rival of former President Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe was receiving cancer treatment in South African hospital and died last week. ENCA reports he will receive a state funeral but will not be buried at the country's National Heroes Acre. The funeral is set to take place tomorrow. Your top story at this hour, the country is about to turn a new corner economically under the leadership of President Cyril Ramaphosa. If you have a news tip-off, mail it to news@ifm.co.za.